Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Obviously talking a lot of Eagles today, a lot of Packers-Lions today. Massive game tonight. You putting together a parlay for this game tonight, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm going to try to look at one. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been kind of
cold,
been a little bit of a slump.
Mm.
I've been coming
welcome
short
to gambling, bud.
Yeah.
I'm coming up a little short. The one that I hit, the one parlay that I got messed up last week, I thought I was going to get me a nice little coat.
Hugh hit his first parlay ever put in, and he thought this thing was sweet, man.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. Yeah. You always win the first.
Yeah.
You're chasing that success forever. I mean, now you know what it's like to be a gambler.
And
you're welcome.
Now what I do now, I try not to put too many legs on the parlay. But I like to, you know, I'm
smart.
I'm probably four at the most. Four.
Few legs, big odds.
Yeah.
That's the best way
I'm trying to do it now. So I haven't had that much success lately, but I'm going to get back on the horse today.
I feel
pretty good about this.
It should be a good one tonight. And we'll try
get Hugh to
put
to
together a parlay, too.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, Hugh will have
to work
on
that.
We need a big Hugh banger. Thanksgiving.
I don't feel as confident about the parlays like I did last week.
I
got Eberflus.
You got Fluced.
I got flu.
You're not going to get
flu. As the show progresses, though,
tonight,
I might feel better. I'm going to start looking at some of these lines, and I might feel better about it.
Well, hopefully you don't get the flu tonight.
Eberflus can't hurt you anymore, Hugh.
He cannot hurt you, son.
Yeah. It should be a good one, though. We'll cook something up. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you believe the Eagles need the one seed? I think they do. I think these guys, they're tired. They haven't had a bye since week 5. Everybody needs a little rest here and there, Hugh. Let's get this one seed. Let's get that bye week. Two games at home. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl if that's the case. And I think they'll win in Detroit. I know they'll beat the Lions here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling real good about the way this defense is playing, man. It's all about, for me, this defense. Offense is doing their thing. But, yeah, defense travels well, especially this time of year, because everybody's making business decisions about whether or not they want to tackle somebody. This team doesn't show a sign of doing that.
And you think go to Detroit? You're good?
I'm okay with going to Detroit.
You're okay?
I got family in Detroit. Go get something to eat and then go kick some ass.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles need the one seed? In a few minutes here, we'll get to an interesting report from Jeff McClain in terms of the Eagles, how they're practicing. I want to get Hugh's take on that. But first, let's go back to the phones. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good. So y'all gave Joe a day off from that foolishness he was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, Joe needed a moment, man. Yeah. You know, mentally he was drained from yesterday's show.
Man, it seems like Joe annoyed a lot of people yesterday.
And I didn't even want to call in. I said, no, I'm not even going to partake in that foolishness. I was a little annoyed by that. But anyway, have a nice day, Joe.
Yeah, he's pretty sure he's going to do that.
But anyway, getting on to the commentary, good discussion, as usual. Here's my take on that. It would be nice to have the number one seed, but it's kind of like what Hugh says, people are making business decisions at this time of the year. The Eagles are 6-1 on the road, and if they have to go to Detroit, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I watched the Detroit game. When they played over the Thanksgiving, they didn't look too good, they got a lot of injuries and we're gonna see what's gonna happen to them upcoming. But our team is just so strong on both sides of the ball, but especially the defense. I mean, the only thing the Eagles really need to look, they just need to work on that first quarter scoring. I don't know, they didn't do some play adjustments or something to get that part together. That's the only part of the game I'm really worried about. But they can take on anybody. They can be. We've got all of the weapons available for sure.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, Bruce. I'm not telling you like they go to Detroit and they get blown out. But if you get that one seed, first off, I do think the bye week is important. I think with the new playoff system, having that week off is critical, especially when you have an early season bye like the Eagles had. And getting Detroit outside is a huge deal. Like, I look at that game, if you're playing them in the Dome, that's like a 50-50 game. The Eagles could win, but Detroit obviously is really good. They could win that game as well.
Yeah, it's a different animal outside.
You get them outdoors here. I mean, Jared Goff is not a good cold weather quarterback, and I don't think the Lions would stand a chance in that game. I think we'd be looking at something similar to what we saw with the Vikings in the championship game back in 17.
Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth because I was thinking the exact same thing. I mean, you think about it, the Eagles were underdogs. If my memory serves me correct, that Minnesota was going to come in and they were primed to get upset.
Yeah.
And there was no way that, you know, we were saying the same thing. The weather dynamics is different at that time of the year. And the Eagles wound up skull-drugging Minnesota on the way to a championship. So I couldn't agree with you more. And I believe that they're going to come with the number one seed. I mean, as long as they stay focused and just continue to win the remaining games that we have here. I'm not worried about – I'm actually more worried about the D.C. game more than anything. That's probably, to me, is the most more difficult because it's a div game and D.C. can play. But other than that, we've got this thing going, and I think we'll be the number one seed in the end.
And in that game's on the road, and appreciate the call, Bruce. Thanks. And this is why this game tonight is so important, because when you look at the schedule moving forward, if Detroit loses tonight, then all the Eagles need to do would be win out, and they get the one seed. If the Lions win this game, they could still afford to lose any of their remaining games as long as they only lose one, and the Eagles would still be the two seed. They specifically need the Lions to lose tonight to jump over them into the one spot. That's why tonight really is so critical.
Yeah, man, but even with that, all of that being said, say that happens. Eagles still have to take care of business and win out, because the Detroit Lions, they'll have the same record. They have similar records, even though that, you know, the Green Bay win or loss, the loss for them would be a huge tiebreaker. But still, you have to play this thing all the way out just to have the number one seed. So it's not one of those things where what happens tonight, we could just breathe a sigh. We got to keep going. Definitely got to keep going.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the Eagles schedule, I mean, three of these games should be easy wins. Carolina, the Giants, and Cowboys at home. The Steelers are playing well. I got to admit, man, I didn't see
Russell
this comeback.
I
didn't. I thought Russell was done.
Yeah,
he looked cooked. He looks good.
And
there
are times, even in that game last week, there were times he looked cooked. He threw a pick last week, but he was able to gather himself. And he played well. So, yeah, he's probably going to get a contract extension there. No question about that.
Yeah, he'll definitely be there next year for sure. 215-592-9494. Now, I did want to get your thoughts on this, Hugh, because this was reported by Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer in terms of the Eagles and the way that they're still conducting practices right now. And Nick Sirianni says that they're having more practices and making them tougher, something that he really started in the spring and in training camp. Lane Johnson said the Eagles are still having O-line, D-line one-on-ones. It's not the norm around the NFL this late into the season. What are your thoughts on that? Is that surprising to you, and is that a good sign?
If it's helping the team get better, then why not? I mean, you could see, obviously you could see it paying huge dividends with the way that Nolan Smith is playing. Jalix Hunt has stepped up, and the maturation of Jalen Carter. I don't have a problem with it. This is what is needed right now for this team to have success. And if the players are okay with it, then I'm okay with it. It's a little bit more of a grind, I know, going to practice and everything. I'm pretty sure they're in the bubble now. They're not practicing in inclement weather. But if this is what's needed for you to have success on Sunday, then so be it. That's the beautiful part about this organization and the players that they've amassed, and the coaches for that matter, is that sometimes in order to have success, you got to be a little uncomfortable. You know, and you can't do what everybody else is doing. If this is something that allows you to play better, that allows you to tackle better, then you're reaping the benefits of that. because a couple weeks ago, we were talking bad about this squad. We didn't know what this squad was going to be. There was a lot of question marks about this squad. There was a lot of question marks about the coach and whether or not he was losing his mind. Now you're in the conversation for being a legit Super Bowl contender. If that's what it takes for that to happen, then so be it.
Now I'm curious, you, how much, like when you get to this point in the season, how much of this is the coaches doing what they feel like needs to be done, and how much of it is player input? Because I think back to 2017, the Eagles players went to Doug Peterson during the bye week before the playoffs and said, we want to put the pads back on, be more physical. How much of this, you know, do you think is player driven?
I would say this, and I've had a few times I've communicated with Lane. I can't see Lane being happy about putting the pads on. I ain't gonna lie. But I don't see Lane as being a guy that's upset because it's being done, because he's reaping the benefits of that, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Nobody's happy at this time of the year saying, hey, you know, we're going to hit a little bit harder, or we're going to do a little bit more. We're going to still have one-on-ones. But you see the results. You see the work that you're putting in paying off. So it's one of those things. Like I tell my son, man, he doesn't like – he's six, so don't judge me. And so we run outside sometimes. And he's like, Dad, I don't like running outside. I was like, son, I don't like running outside either. But if you want to have muscles, if you want to be who you want to be, like, you know, you want to take your little shirt off and have your muscles, you got to run outside sometimes. Sometimes you got to be uncomfortable. So he gets it. And that's what this is to me. Sometimes in order to get to where you want to be, you got to make yourself a little uncomfortable.
How would you feel about still being doing one-on-ones, being in pads this late?
Oh, I'm going to complain, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it because I know that it's paying huge dividends on Sunday. That's the thing, man. If it's anything that's going to make me better on Sunday, I'm okay with that, because that's what it's about. It's about having that Sunday be as easy as possible. That's why I can't help but to keep talking about that third quarter that this team had. This is the tale of two teams. That's why I feel so confident about them. If they have to go to Detroit, I'm not worried about going to Detroit. I'm not worried about that hostile environment they're going to be in. It was hostile in Baltimore for the most part, except for all those Eagles. Shout out to all the Eagles fans that went there and blew up my TV with Eagles chants that I could actually hear. That is a beautiful thing, man, to hear. And I know it's not that far, but even if it was far, you could still hear Eagles. I heard them in L.A. To hear Eagles fans chanting Eagles champs during the course of the game is bananas.
There were a lot of Eagles fans out of that game, for sure.
But it's something to be said about a team that's had a third quarter like they had. And, you know, these reports come out about how they're practicing in pads, and still they looked fresh. They looked fresh. They didn't look like a team that has played, what, 13 straight games?
Right. And that's
my math is wrong, because they had a bye.
No, something
like that. Eight straight
enough.
Games. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean.
Eight straight games. Yeah, and I think it is a positive thing that they can do this late in the year, because I think if the players aren't buying in, you're not going to get these kind of results.
It ain't work if you enjoy doing what you do.
Right.
That's the truth. It's not work. Just like, you know, coming here every day. This ain't work for me. This is fun. This is. I'm excited you get a chance to talk football, you get a chance to work with some great folks, and you get a chance to talk to some great fans. So to me, this ain't work. I get paid for being me. Hell, I got on shorts today, but I've been wearing shorts all week. But I get a chance to be me every day. So it's not work for me.
Does she do anything for us?
That's it. That's what I'm talking about right there.
I mean, what are we paying for?
for these fashion sense that I have.
Kyle uses that clip of Jack Del Rio very frequently and very liberally.
Yes. That's awful, man.
He likes to keep me in check.
Del Rio cooked you.
He did during that time.
That was rough. Let's go to
You almost made me say something that you'd have had to dump.
Hulk Hogan,
he chiming in. What's up, Hulk?
Guys, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Hulk?
Hey, yesterday I started calling at like 10. I felt like Derrick Henry against Cooper DeJohn. I couldn't get through.
Nah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You didn't like that, TK?
You know, it's all right. It's fine.
TK
hate you. Well, today I was on hold for 60 minutes like Jalen Carter.
Yeah, see, it's not that. It's definitely not as good the second
first
time
one was,
around.
The
yeah.
first one was good. The second one,
I don't know if stand-up's in your future,
I think he's looking. We might need to implement a laugh track for Hulk Hogan.
You think so?
Yeah, because the awkward silences is not working. Yeah. Julio at least laughs for him.
Oh, sorry.
When he does his little routine.
I can't do the fake laughing. Mm.
I do it well. I do it all the time.
All right. No more jokes. All no right. more jokes around here. Number one seed. Do we need it? No. Are we going to get it? Yes. Only game, I'm calling this right now, only game the Lions win rest of the season is against the Bears. Eagles run the table, and we're winning the Super Bowl.
I'm okay with that. You should. It would have been nice if you had some music behind that.
Yeah. So Hulk, you think the Lions only win one game the rest of the year? Correct. Repeat what you said.
That's correct.
Okay. Well,
one more game, whole rest of the year. Birds going to the bowl, and we're winning. Absolutely. We don't need the number one seed. Only seed we need is the one from Nick Sirianni's flower speech.
There you go, Hulk.
He almost bounced back from that one.
I mean, come on. You didn't really think Hulk's jokes are funny, right?
Nah.
Yeah.
Leave Hoagie alone, man.
But it's one of those things where you laugh out of respect because, you know, he did take time out to call us, so you just laughed.
Yeah, my apologies. I was too hard on Hulk Hoagie. I'll try to be better next time. And
it's just one of the ones you just laugh just to be laughing.
Yeah, I'll laugh at his jokes.
Yeah, if you're going to do a routine, TK is not the guy, unfortunately.
I don't even think Joe's the guy.
Yeah, probably.
Those jokes are a little dry.
I mean, some of the jokes I'll laugh at. I just didn't think he was that great. But
yeah, it was a little dry.
Next time I'll give Hulk Hoagie a little more leeway. Let's go to Israel in Pottstown. What's up, Israel?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
So I'm calling, see, so like, say, for example, we get the number one seed locked up, you know, by some miracle, we have the number one seed locked up going into the last game. I just wanted to see what Hugh thought of resting guys for that last game and having 2 weeks off. Like, how do you think that would
having 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
That's an interesting take. I don't think that would be the case. I think that would probably happen. You probably have the starters start the game.
Yeah.
And probably at the half, you would start, like, rotating the younger guys in and let them play. Maybe even the second quarter. You probably do something right. like that. But I don't think that if they have everything locked up, that you're going to see the starters sit for a whole game, the last game of the season.
Yeah. And so then that leads into if we handle our business, get that, and if everything works out how it could possibly work out and we have that locked up, then this whole, like, Saquon getting the record thing could be a moot point.
It could be. This is the weird thing about it, man, because if you're asking me, because we're playing all these hypotheticals, but if I'm being honest and you ask me what's going to happen, I feel like this is going to come down to the wire. It just feels like that's going to be the case. I know that, you know, the Green Bay game is a huge game tonight, but even if that's the case, say Green Bay wins this game tonight, we still have to win out. Because they're right on our heels now. Only thing we've done is flip positions, and they're right on our heels. So we have to play out. So I think, honestly, that this is going to be a moot point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
No, I appreciate the call, Israel. And that's really the best-case scenario, is that the Eagles are in line for the one seed but still need to play, and Saquon's within reach of the rushing record. Then, whatever, you have to play everybody. You don't have the weird situation of do you play him, do you not. And then, you know, you end up with a spot where Saquon could set the rushing record. So I think that's the best-case scenario for the Eagles.
Definitely.
Is that you end up being in that spot.
And I think everything – it just feels to me like everything is going to be in play as far as, you know, the one seed. But the rushing title is something that, you know, we talk about resting people. I don't even think that's going to be a factor because you're going to have to play.
Right. Agree. Let's go to John in Middletown. What's up, John? Yo, John. John is not there.
Come on, John.
Yeah. Moment's too big for him.
But yeah, I mean, when you look at this one seed thing, it's going to be really interesting tonight. It's a big game with Detroit and Green Bay, and it's one of those situations where it could just be such a massive advantage for the Eagles. And I actually do think it's probably more important for Detroit to get it. That's the biggest thing for me, is what you're taking away from the Lions by getting the one seed is going to really help you in the long run.
Yeah, you know what? But I also feel like this. I feel like the more Detroit's doing what it's doing, the more they're under pressure to maintain or hold serve, if you will, because every week has become a little bit of a struggle because they've been so decimated by injuries. And they see what the Eagles are doing, and they're surging at the right time. The Detroit Lions started off like gangbusters, damn near from the beginning of the season, and they've been like that all the way through. That they have been the story of the NFL. And this groundswell has built for the Eagles, and now it's starting to shift a little bit. So if I'm the Detroit Lions, I'm looking at our grass, and I'm like, man, that looks like that might be our matchup, but damn, we got a lot of injuries. We're rolling, but every week seems like it's a little bit harder. And then when you start to look at the schedule, you still, as do we, but the difference is you have your direct division opponents that are hungry and alive in the playoffs. We were talking about this yesterday and how when you talk about that division, you got what? Three teams got 10 wins.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, three teams.
Yeah.
So, and then you got Minnesota down the stretch. Like Minnesota ain't like you gets no quarter from them.
It's gonna be really tough for them to continue to win games.
It's going to be down their stretch is different than ours. Granted, we still have a couple division. We still got three of our division opponents that we have to play again. We still got to see Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Still got they come here. We still got the Giants at the end of the season, and we still got the Commodores.
Yep.
But our path looks way different.
Yeah, especially once you get through that Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, but you know, and with that being said, you know, it's still your division opponent, and they would love to play spoilers, so you can't just throw your helmet out there and expect to win that game. Yeah. But still, Detroit's going to be in a little bit of a nail biter. Those next couple of games, they're going to be in a nail biter tonight.
They will. They have a lot of tough games coming up.
I'm feeling real good now. I'm starting to get a little confident. Let me look at these parlays and see what I can come up with later on in this show.
Yeah, Hugh's got to cook something up. Get us some winners tonight. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll take your calls on this after the break. Do the Eagles need the one seed? And your thoughts on Saquon Barkley going for the rushing record? Would you leave it up to him? We'll talk to Brian Westbrook about that and his MVP campaign at 12:30. Plus, when we come back, what Saquon said about the Eagles' rushing record. Does it sound like he wants it?
Ho-ho. It's here's how it is.
Whoopsies.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
And there it is. There's the sounder. It is time to guess what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Call in right now, 215-592-9494. After the break, we will get a winner for Hugh's holiday stocking.
I'm so excited. Do I give like the guess now, or do I wait?
Well, you can, no, not yet.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just making sure because we're still workshopping this thing, and I don't want to. We'll screw
you
it
better
up.
Not screw it up, man.
Let's call him right now, 215-592-9494, to guess what's in Hugh's holiday stocking presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. If you win today, you win the qualifying prize, Jack Daniel's prize pack, two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, Jack Daniel's water bottle, Jack Daniel's golf tee pack, Jack Daniel's playing cards, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey clear tote bag, and you'll be entered for an opportunity to win the grand prize, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set, Jack Daniel's Giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's Wood Smoking Chips, Weber Grill, and a 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. Thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off Jack Daniel's 1.75-liter bottles at your local PA, fine wine, and good spirit stores, and Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where Black Friday continues. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Thanksgiving might be over, but the season of gathering isn't done yet. Make your next holiday meal unforgettable with Hatfield. That's right, I'm talking about pork. Put some pork on your fork. Hatfield's delicious marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, y'all know how I feel about bacon, ham and ham steaks are the perfect centerpiece for any holiday meal. Need inspiration? Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. This season, go beyond tradition and find your flavor.